Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Crews in Texas are trying to get a handle on the second largest wildfire in state history. It's burned more than 1,300 square miles and destroyed dozens of homes and buildings. The flames have been fanned by strong winds. At least one death is reported, that of an elderly woman. Several fires are burning in the Texas panhandle. They've spread into neighboring Oklahoma. Immigration and security along the U.S. southern border will be the focus today when President Biden and former President Donald Trump make separate trips to Texas. Biden plans to meet with Border Patrol agents and law enforcement in Brownsville, where illegal crossings have declined in recent months. Trump is scheduled to speak in Eagle Pass, where those numbers have risen sharply. This will be Biden's second trip to the southern border since he took office. Biden continues to call on Congress to pass changes to immigration laws. Republicans in Congress have called on Biden to reinstate Trump-era border policies through executive action. Illinois is the latest state to remove Donald Trump's name from the state's presidential primary ballot. The state's primary is scheduled for March 19th. As Dave McKinney with member station WBEZ reports, Trump is pledging to appeal that decision.
Trump attacked the judge's decision as unconstitutional. The judgment now makes Illinois the third state, along with Colorado and Maine, in booting Trump from the ballot on grounds his actions January 6th disqualify him as a candidate under the 14th Amendment. Chicago attorney Karen Lederer represents the Illinois objectors to Trump's candidacy and is praising the ruling.
It's contributing to the growing consensus of other reviewing bodies that have recognized and condemned Trump's decisive role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The U.S. Supreme Court is facing pressure to decide Colorado's disqualification of Trump ahead of that state's Tuesday primary. For NPR News, I'm Dave McKinney in Chicago.
The Department of Transportation wants to make air travel in the U.S. more accessible to people who use wheelchairs. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the Biden administration is proposing new standards for how airlines accommodate passengers with disabilities.
Travelers who use wheelchairs have long complained that airlines often damage or lose them. Now, the Biden administration is trying to change that. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the proposed rule would make it easier to hold airlines accountable when they damage or delay the return of a wheelchair.
This is about making sure that all Americans can travel safely and with dignity.
The rule would also require that airlines provide more training for employees who physically assist passengers with disabilities and handle wheelchairs. The immediate reaction from disability advocates was largely positive, although the rule does not go as far as some had hoped. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The Associated Press reports an Israeli airstrike has killed and wounded dozens of Palestinians seeking humanitarian aid in Gaza City. They cite officials at Shifa Hospital. The Israeli military says it's looking into those reports. The war between Israel and Hamas is nearing the five-month mark. The two sides have downplayed President Biden's assessment given to reporters earlier this week in New York that a temporary ceasefire could be announced by Monday of next week. A new report finds anti-Semitic attitudes in the U.S. have jumped roughly 20% over the last couple of years. That's according to a new report from the Anti-Defamation League. NPR's Tobia Smith says the report shows younger people embracing more anti-Jewish tropes than older age groups.
The ADL says the last few years mark the first time since the 60s that anti-Semitism is trending up. Nearly a quarter of Americans buy into multiple anti-Jewish tropes, most commonly millennials and Gen Zers, a trend ADL head Jonathan Greenblatt calls sobering.
We know that beliefs lead to violence. And indeed, we've seen incidences surge dramatically. So unfortunately, it feels like the worst is yet to come.
ADL data show just a slight uptick in anti-Israel views since the Israel-Hamas war. A two-state solution is most preferred across age groups, and nearly 90% of Americans believe Jews have a right to an independent nation. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.